This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the November 7, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading summaries of articles on the lumbar spine, the cervical spine, surgical technique, infection, and degenerative disc disease published today. Influence of depression symptoms on patient expectations and clinical outcomes in the surgical management of spinal stenosis. A clinical article by Alejandro Urban Baeza and colleagues. This is a prospective cohort study of 58 patients with a diagnosis of lumbar spinal stenosis, treated with decompression surgery at one level. Depressive symptoms were evaluated using the Beck Depression Inventory. Patients were divided into two groups based on the presence or absence of depressive symptoms. Each group comprised 29 patients. Surgery had a relieving effect on the depression symptoms in 14 patients. Thus, in the postoperative period, the number of patients who were free from depression symptoms was 43 compared with the 15 who were depressed. The 15 patients with persistent depression symptoms after surgery had worse clinical outcomes, that is, severe back pain in 20%, severe leg pain in 40%, and severe disability in 53%. In terms of satisfaction after surgery, only 33% of patients with persistent depression stated the surgery helped a lot, as compared with 76% of the patients without depression. In conclusion, decompression surgery for spinal stenosis had a relieving effect on preoperative depression symptoms at the one-year follow-up. The persistence of depressive symptoms after surgery correlates with a worse clinical outcome and a higher rate of unmet expectations. Experience with intra-wound vancomycin powder for posterior cervical fusion surgery. A clinical article by Joel Martin and co-authors. Postoperative infections have a deleterious impact on patients, as they often require more hospitalizations, surgical procedures, and resultant increased economic burden. They are also associated with an elevated mortality risk. Given the incidence of deep wound infections, several authors explored and subsequently published their results on locally applied prophylactic vancomycin antibiotic powder in addition to systemic antibiotics to reduce postoperative spinal surgical site infections. As such, the authors designed a retrospective cohort study and compared postoperative surgical infection rates in a continuous cohort of patients undergoing posterior cervical fusion surgery before and after the routine application of locally applied vancomycin powder. A total of 289 patients were included in the study. The two cohorts were similar for baseline and operative variables. No significant change in deep wound infection rate was seen between the control and intervention groups. The findings in this study are in contrast to those of prior cervical spinal studies, which have reported a statistically significant and larger decrease in surgical site infection with the addition of perioperative intra-wound vancomycin powder. A possible theory for the results that are in contrast to those of other vancomycin studies is that local vancomycin may not have enough capacity to overcome the increased infection risk factors seen in patients undergoing fusion. two-level total disc replacement with Mobi-C cervical artificial disc versus anterior discectomy and fusion. A prospective, randomized, controlled, multicenter clinical trial with four-year follow-up results. A clinical article by Reginald Davis and co-workers. This prospectively controlled clinical trial includes the largest known cohort of randomized patients treated at two contiguous levels with cervical total disc replacement compared to anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. In this FDA-regulated investigational device exemption clinical trial, 225 patients received total disc replacement with Mobi-C cervical artificial disc, and 105 patients received standard anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, or ACDF. At 4 years after surgery, the follow-up rates were 89% for Mobi-C patients and 81.2% for ACDF patients. Mobi-C patients demonstrated statistically significantly greater improvement from baseline in neck disability index, quality of life assessments, patient satisfaction, and overall success than ACDF patients. At 4 years, 66% of Mobi-C patients demonstrated overall success compared to 36% of fusion patients. Additionally, incidence rates of adjacent segment degeneration and subsequent surgeries were significantly less with Mobi-C treatment. Overall, total disc replacement patients maintained segmental range of motion through 4 years with no device failures. The authors conclude that the 4-year results of this trial continue to support total disc replacement with Mobi-C as a safe, effective, and superior alternative to fusion for the treatment of degenerative disc disease at two contiguous cervical levels. Evaluation of monoenergetic imaging to reduce metallic instrumentation artifacts in computed tomography of the cervical spine. A technical note by Peter Komlosi and colleagues. The purpose of the present study was to systematically evaluate and define the optimal dual energy computed tomography imaging parameters for specific cervical spinal implant alloy compositions. To accomplish this goal, the authors inserted spinal fixation rods of cobalt chromium or titanium alloys into the cervical spine section of an anthropomorphic phantom. The rods were imaged ex vivo with fast kilovolt switching dual energy computed tomography. The magnitude of metallic artifact was determined as a function of extrapolated monoenergy level at various collimation widths and field of view settings. The metallic artifact was found to be more conspicuous around the fixation rods made of cobalt chromium than titanium alloys. Moreover, the magnitude of metallic artifact seen with titanium fixation rods was minimized at monoenergies of 90 kiloelectron volts and higher, using a collimation width of 20 millimeters and large field of view. The magnitude of metallic artifact with cobalt chromium fixation rods was minimized at monoenergies of 110 kiloelectron volts and higher. Collimation width or field of view had no effect. Therefore, optimization of acquisition settings used with monoenergetic CT studies might yield reduced metallic artifacts from spine hardware. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.